This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This morning's Tuesday show is all about honey, and there's free honey in the Joy Kitchen for once. I don't know where it came from.
We don't know that it's free. Like
it's there in the communal area. And then I just found out that Ando's been providing his own sweetener and sharing it with everyone, which is very kind
coffee,
of you.
And yeah.
Yeah, and you were saying I bought it. And I'm like, what's that song? It's Destiny's Child. Like something, something, something. I bought it. To give you what you
want. The coffee in the kitchen. I bought it.
I bought it.
I love Destiny's Child.
Ando depends on himself. It's great. Yeah, it's good. You're independent.
Yeah, I bought
it. The song's called Independent Woman.
One of the most misunderstood things, independence.
Now you turn into a grumpy grandpa.
No, it is. A lot of people think independence is, like, particularly in relationships, that it's important to be independent.
Of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also, but it's actually really lovely and healthy to be codependent.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Sorry, not codependent.
Nice.
Interdependent.
Yeah. Okay.
In other words, I am independent, but with you, I'm even better.
Ah.
So together, we're stronger than just any one of us individually.
Gosh, I bow down. Who are you? Life coach Ando over here.
Pop it on a magnet and shove it on your fridge.
Live, love, laugh, everybody.
Oh, no.
We're living, we're loving, we're laughing.
Now,
let's get back to honey.
Honey. Do you like honey?
I do like honey. And if I could have something on my extravagant rider when I'm rich and famous in every green
hot
room before the show, yes, I would like hot water, honey, ginger, but high quality Manuka honey, because that's good for your vocal cords and it kills bacteria like nothing else.
Okay. Let's go. You mentioned the M word, Manuka. What the goodness sake is this? Like, I was at the supermarket the other day, and you know how I need to spend a certain amount each day and then my parking's free? And I thought, I've got an idea. Mr. Ando loves honey.
Yep.
I'll buy some of that $60, $70 Manuka. And it's like plus 300, plus 60, plus 20. What's this plus thing? I understand SPF and it's not SPF.
Yeah, I had to do the research when I was in the pharmacy because they weren't very helpful at all. The
chemist honey?
Yeah.
Do they do?
Yeah, because it's got medicinal properties. So that makes sense. It's a medical product. And yeah, I started researching. There's diagrams you can find online. If it's low, like around the tens, like it just qualifies to be Manuka. Yeah.
What is Manuka? I thought it was a town in New Zealand.
It's a type of tree, I think, where the flowers come off.
Oh,
yeah. So that's
the bees
only
are taking the Manuka pollen.
Yes, exactly. So unless it comes from the tree, like the champagne, I don't think the champagne from France, you can't call it Manuka honey.
Oh.
And the grade, the higher it gets, it has different properties that are good for different things. So I would like. The first time I bought a very high number was for my stomach when I was having this horrible stomach pain.
Hmm.
And that needs to be at least 300 to give you any kind of digestive benefits. Yeah. And I think the highest I've seen is like 600.
Can you OD on your... Do you know the technical word for Manuka or the pollen from the Manuka tree is leptospermum?
Real mature. Thanks, Ando, bringing us the facts.
No, leptospermum. Check out your botanicals on that one, Annie Louie. Can you have too much leptospermum?
How many calories are in one leptospermum?
Cracking you up at the crack of dawn. It's Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's Tuesday and we're talking honey this morning. Honey, how you thrill me.
We should. Why are we not playing more honey songs?
That's the only honey song I know.
Isn't there like Mandy Moore? Doesn't she do a song called Honey?
Mandy Moore? Sounds like a girl I went to school with. Now, before that track, I was talking about the numbers on the jar, the MGO.
Oh, that's what it's called. What does it stand for?
It stands for methylglyoxal, which is that magic potent magic thing inside the Manuka honey that is the good bit.
Uh-huh.
MGO. Let's use MGO.
Yeah. Why is it always a plus something number?
You wouldn't put a minus, would you?
Yeah, would you? Like, yeah.
This one's got minus 10. No, that's called Capilano. Or something like
that. Drinking this is actually worse for you. It decreases your health and longevity of your life.
So I remember traveling for work going into duty-free stores and seeing Manuka honey with some incredibly high numbers on the front. Yeah. What's the highest number you've ever seen?
I would say the 600 one.
600? Yeah. How much would you expect to pay for 600?
I would say it's probably, it depends on how much you get, but for your standard jar, probably close to $100.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at a 400 one that's from one of those chemists outlets, and that's $64.99. Yep. All right, Annie Louie. Here is Nature's Gold Premium Manuka Honey Collection MGO 1550. That is 1550 plus.
Jeez.
Oh, that's what the plus is, because they round, they might have more. Oh. We're not sure if it's got more, but it's at least got...
I thought it was, the plus was on the first bit of the number.
Not on this jar.
Well, what properties does it have that it's so good for you? Like, does a drop just cure you of all your stomach problems, your vocal cords, your...
Infections, your good for infections.
Skin clears up.
Skin clears up, it gets a bit sticky. I want to know how much you think this jar of 1550 plus MGO.
If I just go... pure mathematical proportions. If 700, that I've, the most I've ever seen, is around $100, would it be safe to say that it's 2 to 3 times more? So I'll go $250.
Higher.
300?
Higher.
500?
No, 349.
Okay.
But it comes with free delivery.
So it should. Lordy, Lord.
That's a lot of MGO pluses in that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine, man, I've just got this image. You've bought your $349 jar of honey. You've bought it home. You're thinking, I am going to have a quarter of a teaspoon every day as my morning ritual. You come home. There's your two housemates with toast, and half the jar's gone as they've smeared it.
Dude, you're describing something that legitimately happened.
No.
It did, because, well, for some reason, like, the honey moved. I'm like, it's on
it
my
moves,
shelf.
Like, moo.
No, like, it's somebody has been using it. Your I'm honey. Like, get stuff. That is the expensive. And I have to go keep it lock and key. And I went to a beach house, brought my own Manuka honey, left it out. Somebody had it on toast.
Yeah.
And that was the time that I thought I had tonsillitis and I needed it for my throat. And I'm like, I've been double dipping in there. So, like, hopefully, if somebody catches something, that's your karma.
That's mean to say that you wouldn't double dip anyway. You just sit there and scare them off your honey.
You don't know how germs might, you know, fly through.
But, unless it was that $349 one, I'm fine for people to have it on their toast.
Sure, okay.
Don't put it out.
I actually never have Manuka honey on my toast because, like, why would you? I just drink it like
crumpets.
It is like a medicinal thing?
A medicinal thing.
But if it's so germ-killing, do you reckon if you spat in that 1500 Manuka honey, it would just kill the germ straight away?
Don't know. It depends on the germ. I have to ring my friend Pete Evans. I'm sure he can tell me it cures COVID or something.
Yeah, bathe yourself in it. Smear it on your ears.
Smear it on your Pete Evans. It's your Tuesday morning. You're up early with Annie and Ando. Hey, we're talking honey this morning. Do you know, we put a lot of thorough research into this program. Do you know 100 grams of honey, there's 300 calories, roughly. Have a guess how many calories in a Big Mac, Annie Louie?
In a Big Mac, I don't really know calories. I know kilojoules. I'm going to go 800.
No, in 100 grams of a Big Mac, so not a
100 grams. So confusing. It's like at the supermarket when they go like how much for 100 grams on the label. So you can compare
or
the
per
two things.
Item.
Yeah, or per sheet, toilet paper sheets.
Per roll, I think it is, Dale.
No, I think it's sheet, 100 sheets. X amount.
So you think of if you're a scruncher or a folder, you go, well, that's 11 cents.
Yes, exactly.
Back to the Big Mac. 100 grams of Big Mac versus 100 grams of honey. 300 grams, 300 calories for your honey, 257 for your Biggie Mac.
Because it's pure sugar. That's what honey is.
It is, but it's a very different sugar. Because you know how I have this thing of Googling the opposite? So I just typed in honey is bad for you.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I get heaps.
I think it makes gives you the runs if you have too much. Is that true?
Despite the health benefits that have been associated with honey, it's high in sugar, which can be detrimental to your health.
Yeah.
Though, I stumbled across the thing called the honey diet.
What?
It's a honey diet.
Does it make you skinny?
Yeah, lose a dress size by Christmas. That's what the article started with. It was the Daily Mail, I think.
Of course,
the Daily Mail in the UK. We're off to Manchester.
Yeah, my favourite.
The honey diet. Drop a dress size for the party season by half.
turned it Indian a little at the end.
My accents, I'm really bad. Drop a dress size for the party season by having a spoonful of honey before bed and following our delicious recipes.
What else can you eat?
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, no, you can eat during the day, but apparently this nutritionist, Mr. McInnes, believes that honey holds the key to breaking the vicious cycle of glucose and fat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it does something to your blood sugar levels.
Well, it increases it.
Yeah. Would you like to know some vegan alternatives to honey?
Hang on. Vegan alternative.
Honey is not vegan.
But the bee didn't die in the making of the honey.
No, vegetarians can eat it, but they're worker bees that now serve us. Yeah, but they're slaves to the human race because of it. Because we love honey. It's for the queen. They stockpile it so that the queen can have sustenance for their future, like,
she's
egg
hatching. She's not going to eat all that, is she?
Season. But I think it's to feed the future babies too, so she can have more worker bees. And here we are.
So you know, if we didn't harvest the honey, would we have more bees on the planet?
Probably.
Would that fix our problem?
Although we're not also the breeding them so that we can have honey, though. You know.
Oh, special ones. Like you're a milky, like a cow, like a Jersey cow. Really full
so
of milk.
I learned this from the honey farm that I went to, but the Italian ones are the best for honey making. Ooh. And then there's natives that are just
ciao.
Like, do nothing.
Yeah. Ciao, ciao, yeah. Little bee. Come stay. Tutti bene.
A buzz, buzz. In Italian accent. A buzz, a buzz.
A buzz, a buzz. I love an Italian bee. Oh, I want an Italian bee.
Yeah, they're
can
very
hardworking.
Oh,
bee?
You've already got one at home.
I do. He is very hardworking,
that's
my little
true.
Italian
oh, that's
bee.
So cute. So the vegan alternatives to honey, the top one is maple syrup. Yes, but it does have minerals and vitamins.
All right.
And 24 protective antioxidants.
Maple syrup I need to go to. The tree, do you know how they harvest maple syrup?
Do they
drill
a hole? Yeah.
Yeah, and put a bucket. So the vegans are upset about their bees working for them that don't die, but they're happy for the tree to have a hole drilled in it.
The tree doesn't die.
Well, it's being pierced, Annie.
It's been what? Pierced?
Pierced.
Oh, pierced. That tree's pierced.
Pierced off big time because someone's just drilled a hole in it.
All right,
that tree was saving that syrup for strength and growth later in life, just like the little bees. And you can't.
All right, what about this one? Date syrup.
Show us, yeah.
A caramel-coloured sweetener made by extracting the liquid portion of cooked dates. You can also make it at home by blending boiled dates with water.
Oh.
Yum, yum.
That sounds disgusting.
So, are you standing up for the dates now?
No, you can have your dates. You can.
Yeah. Brown rice syrup also doesn't sound great, but also known as rice or malt syrup, made by exposing brown rice to enzymes that break down the starch to produce a thick, dark-coloured syrup. Just as good, isn't it?
No, it sounds disgusting. I love honey on crumpets. I need to talk to you about that in a sec.
Oh, peanut butter and honey is my favourite crumpet combo.
She's a bit dry, he's a little bit grubby, but together they're always funny. Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy.
Sure is. We're talking honey today. But of course, theme of Tuesday, we always do Ando's Chip Challenge. Don't we?
Yeah, because it's food related.
Yeah.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this, and the aroma is awful.
Thank you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. Without. No other show has the guts.
No one has the right
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip Challenge.
It sure is Ando's Chip Challenge. This is how it works. Annie Louie has two bags in front of her, labelled bag one and bag two.
Yeah.
You have to come up with the correct name of the, not the brand, but the name of the flavour of chip.
Imagine that if I just had to be guessing brands all day.
What brand would
you
guess
for this?
We're not allowed
to. Well, the Ziploc bag is Coles.
They're a thin chip.
There's a
correct.
Thins brand.
Yes, that'll
so
do
is.
Me.
Okay, yep. Great.
Okay, bag one, Annie Louie, jump on in.
It's very orange. It looks like the sun. Like, is it the cartoon sun? Look at the sunrise, sunset.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I thought you were about to spit it out then.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Okay, there's feedback for you.
We still haven't had a curry flavoured chip, but it wants to be curry. Like, why'd you shake your head like that? Were you trying to do a Bollywood dance?
Yeah, I was trying to do a Bollywood dance.
Remember how I complained that some chips have been stale?
These are so fresh. If these were any fresher, any of the potatoes would be under the ground. Like my ones were last week that I dug up.
Oh, how'd you go? Make any chips?
No, they're drying.
What do you make it with?
They dry for a week, leave the dirt on, they dry for a week, the dirt then dries and protects the sensitive skins.
Oh, yes.
And then I put them in a dark place and they last me about 6 months.
That's crazy. Like
6 to 8 months I'll have the spuds. The spuds we get in supermarkets are so old.
Wow.
Like in terms of when they come out of the ground.
Why do they go green so fast?
Light.
Even when I put them in a dark place? No, maybe it's not dark enough.
Yeah. Like someone keeps opening the fridge.
Yeah. No, the canvas bags, they're not very dark. I don't like this chip.
All right, what would you like to call it in terms of flavour? Other than I don't like it. I don't like it. When you turn my beat around, I don't like it.
Look, when I'll just put the curry. It's not curry. It's definitely not curry. But
so just call it not curry.
It's as a placeholder.
Curry.
Yeah.
All right. Placeholder. I love that. It's a placeholder. Your first answer is the one I lock in.
Mm.
Okay, Number two. Bag two. Oof.
Have you gone back to regular flavours?
Have I gone back to regular flavours?
Yeah.
Oh, she's got this. If you could see her
face. This is barbecue.
She spun. The head spun like poltergeist. Woof. Have you gone back to regular? Yeah. It's like, have you been sleeping with?
Yeah. Two's barbecue.
But just plain old barbecue. Yeah.
Is it possible that they're both barbecue?
Why am I just repeating everywhere?
And they're different brands?
And no, they're both the same brand, Annie Lily. I can't.
They have two versions of barbecue.
One's from the top of the bag and one's from the bottom of the bag. No.
Yeah.
So bag two, you've locked in barbecue. Bag one, you're locked in curry.
It's not curry.
Are we having any changes to that?
I can't think of anything else, actually. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with these flavours. They're just bad flavours.
They're just bad. All right. Mm. Bag number one, Annie Louie. Have a look at that, will you?
Barbecue meat lovers. Well, I was going to say barbecue for both. They're a version of barbecue.
They're barbecue. So you got that one wrong. You said curry.
Yeah.
It's trying to be a meat pizza.
Oh, God.
A barbecued meat pizza.
It's not good.
Who in...
I'm so sorry. It's not good.
No, it's not.
Limited edition, thank God.
Bag two, you locked in barbecue. Kind of close. Now, this one I just think is so freaking stupid.
Beach barbecue.
It's beach barbecue.
I'm screaming because I said, is it possible these are both barbecue?
And they were a form of barbecue.
That's...
But what the freak is...
Trust your gut, everybody.
I need to read the beach barbecue. Thin and crispy potato chips. On the front...
Does it have sand in it? Like, what are you doing? What's a beach barbecue?
And then
this
next
is honestly, this tops the list for most ridiculous flavour. Out of the, like, 200 now that we've tried.
On the front of the bag, there's a steak, some barbecue sauce... A tomato and a corn cob. And then it's got palm trees.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw these chips in the ocean. There's your beach barbecue.
Oh, they're cool.
Fins.
I haven't tried them. All right, I'm going to jump in right now.
What? Yeah, just, honestly. This is the worst of the lot. Beach barbecue. When we started this over a year ago, did you think you would put a beach barbecue chip in your mouth?
No. And it tastes like they've been smoking.
That's what it's like at the beach. Is there a syringe in that bag?
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando. 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
Oh, we're talking that magical substance that bees make.
Honey.
And I found that song, actually, Annie Louie.
Yeah.
ABBA. Honey.
Okay, keep it going. I don't really recognise it yet.
No, you weren't born.
Oh, that one.
Honey.
Okay, yeah.
I think
sure,
Toblerone used it as an ad and had a cute bear.
Really?
Yeah, like...
There's no honey in Toblerone.
Yes, there is.
What
is it? Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's not honeycomb flavoured, is it?
It's got honey and nougat. If you suck a triangle... I love sucking, laying in bed and sucking a triangle. Suck on a triangle and then all you're left with is the little bits of nougat and some honey.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, well, there you go. Bears love Toblerone. There's a nature fact for you.
You heard it here first. Now you've got me doubting myself. Is there honey in Toblerone?
Do bears really like honey? Where did that myth come from? I'm going to be searching that while you look it up.
Toblerone milk chocolate bar is a Swiss milk chocolate with honey and almond nougat.
Huh.
Of Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. I learnt something new.
I watched a documentary on honey recently, and there's global fraud going on about it. And... here locally in Australia, and I won't name any companies, but there's a number of companies that are under question, or it's alleged that they've been importing foreign honey in big vats and calling it Australian local honey.
Dun, dun, dun. That's a... What?
Yes. Yes. And that around the world, there's kind of this moving of honey and it's losing its identity because we don't actually
know
where it's...
Honey doesn't know who it is anymore. My mum's house has a jar of honey. It's Italian honey. And she was like, this is very nice honey, isn't it? And I felt a little patriotic. I felt dissed. Like, why aren't you eating Australian honey?
Is there Chinese honey?
I don't think there is, which is why tourists like to buy it at the airport.
Ah, is that for the tourists?
Mm. Well, yeah, the guy that I'm seeing is from New Zealand, and I say I love Manuka honey, and that's, like, one of my favourite things for my voice, and he laughs at me thinking that I look like the biggest tourist. He's like, you're the one buying it at the airport. You know, most of that stuff's fake. Fake!
Fake?
Like, it's not, it doesn't do what it says on the packet, and people just buy it, snap it up, or, you know, you buy it thinking, oh, it's Manuka honey, but it's, like, 6+.
Oh. That's, I thought it had to be real. Who's, is there a governing body? The Manuka MGO?
But that's what I mean. Is there? It's maybe it's unregulated. No, I think they do need a stamp of approval to.
Honey is unregulated. See what comes up. Single, stingless bee honey. Oh, precious, but unregulated product.
No. Did you Google Manuka ratings?
No.
Well, while you do that, because we're kind of.
I'm sick of the Manuka talk.
I found out about bears. Bears do love honey and are attracted to beehives. Unlike in Winnie the Pooh, the bears eat more than just the honey. They also eat the bees, the larvae inside the beehive for protein.
And the wax?
Maybe they spit that out. But both brown and black bears will raid beehives. How do they not get stung?
Oh, because they've got their fur coats on.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't the bee can't get their little stingers
what
into
about
their
mouths and their tongues and stuff?
Oh, I think they're pretty tough, those bears.
Yeah.
Wow.
No idea.
Do they eat the honey? Have you ever eaten real honeycomb?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I wouldn't eat it all the time.
No, it's gross.
Have you had sugar cane before?
Real sugar cane?
Yeah, real sugar cane, like where the splinters almost get you.
No.
Like in the mouth? No. It's good, though. It's delicious. It's so sweet. And you can't believe... I find it hard to believe something in nature is really that sweet that's not processed sugar, you know?
Stevia is natural, and it's one of the sweetest things on the planet.
Yeah, it's gone through a factory, though.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. The sugar comes from sugar cane, so eat the stevia natural sugar cane plants. And see what happens.
Stevia comes from stevia plants, doesn't it?
Does it?
I type in the word stevia, and the first thing that comes up into my Google, stevia versus honey.
I'm going to Google stevia's bad for you, because you like to do that with...
Is honey or stevia better for you? One of the issues that when using the intensely sweet product like stevia, you're often left with cravings for sugary sweets. Natural honey is often considered a better option.
Oh, I see. Stevia could interfere with concentrations of beneficial gut bacteria.
Oh.
Ruins your digestion and immunity.
Dun, dun, dun. In the club. It's a Tuesday morning and we're talking honey this morning, Annie Louie.
We've managed to avoid all puns in this show, you know.
What's that, honey?
or, what's the buzz about honey? Yeah.
You remind me of the magician, Ed Murphy.
Yeah. He loves dad. He would have come with some preparation, but I don't.
He would have had all his dad jokes.
So let me tell you about some best loved Australian honey flavours.
Mm.
And you might have seen this if you go to any honey tasting stores. And I kind of struggle to taste the difference between all of them. But there's blue gum, leatherwood, yellow box, stringy bark. Yeah, I know I've tried all of these. Yeah. But I've never heard of some of them, like a carry, a lucerne.
Lucerne's a hay.
Mild tasting honey, says this website.
Yeah, white. Lucerne hay for the cows.
Ah. White clover.
Yep. I'm actually planting some white clover underneath the oak trees.
And tea tree. You can even have a T-I tree.
Like pie, but with a T.
Yeah, tie tree. I don't know what that is.
Tie tree.
And they have different colours and sweetness. And do you like a honey that tastes super sweet, or do you like one that's a bit more mild?
I like to be able to taste the tree in it. So, like, if I'm having a...
And those outside licking all these trees. You right, mate? Trying to taste the tree.
Right. Anywho. No, I do, like, when you see stringy bark, like, at the farmer's market pre-COVID, you get your paddle pop sticks and you try all the different honeys.
Right.
And you definitely, when you're trying them in a row or straight after one another, you really get the difference
actually,
of flavours.
Actually, you know, you just reminded me, the paddle pop sticks, that must be why people use it for honey. They want to taste the tree.
Oh, is it the stick I can taste?
Yeah.
It's not actually the tree.
Up early? Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
It's your Tuesday morning. We're talking honey. Annie, do you remember? We were just talking before then about the reason I think I'm tasting the trees where the honey's come from.
Because of the paddle pop sticks.
It's the paddle pop stick at the farmer's market that I'm tasting, actually, not even the honey. Do you remember creamed honey?
What do you mean, do you remember? I'm still buying the stuff. When I go to Beechworth.
Is it still around?
Yeah. I didn't know that was is that an ancient relic of the past?
I just don't see it as, I think honey fans or honey consumers got a little bit purist over the last decade or so. I don't know.
I'm still going on a tub of honey that's got cinnamon with it.
Ooh.
Because I love peanut butter and honey together, and sometimes when I have French toast, I put cinnamon on my French toast anyway. So I went, oh, they've already done it for me. I'll take a tub of that. It's taken forever to finish, though, because it hardens faster and, like, harder than regular honey. So in the middle of winter, when you're like, I might add this to my porridge, you go, oh, it's, like, harder than ice cream to scoop out.
So it's not crystallized, though. It's just gone firmer.
No, it's just firm.
Yeah, because the whole science or the whole motivation behind creating creamed honey was because of the normal honey crystallizes too fast. So it was a technique to actually stop the honey crystallizing.
But instead you got another problem here.
Now, I did try and work out how to stop honey crystallizing, and I've searched high and low. You know, all I could find?
What?
Keep it at room temperature.
Oh,
it's a temperature
thing.
Is
it true that honey doesn't go off? Someone told me this once, that it can be kept almost forever.
I would believe that. Like, if I go into my little cooking mind, when I'm preserving, there's like three probably main ways of preserving. Vinegar is one.
Mm-hmm.
Acid is another. So lemon juice or citric acid. And sugar is the other.
Yeah.
So preserved fruits, like jams. That's why sugar is like keeps things forever.
I see.
So does acid.
Yeah,
so
well,
does
you're
vinegar.
Onto something, because I wanted to know what the history of honey was and when it was first used. And it dates back 7,000 BC in Spain, cave paintings.
Shut the front gate.
Yes, that cave paintings show that they were keeping beekeeping records were on the caves. But there's fossils of honeybees dating back 150 million years, and Egyptians used to use it as a gift to their gods and even as an ingredient in embalming. So preserving because the sugars.
Wow, mind blown, Annie Louie.
It's been a while since we had our minds blown. I mean, the beach barbecue flavoured chip really blew our minds today.
I'm shaking my head at that. So 50 million billion years or whatever. How many?
150 million.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it is, definitely. And I don't know how they first figured out. How do you figure out, like, you know those angry insects that want to, you know, sting you? We should take their food and eat it.
Wasps. wouldn't you crack them if you go to the insect school, high school, and you go, oh yeah, hi, I'm Ando, I'm a wasp, and you go, hi, I'm Annie, I'm a queen bee. Like, you're so much more useful. What is a wasp useful for?
Nothing. They're Satan's creation.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Realise, who told
along,
you that?
Along with mosquitoes.
Yeah, actually, yeah. What are mosquitoes good for?
Frogs, I think. You know, with the cartoon frogs, like big tongues, just like zip, zip.
You just gave me an idea.
Yep.
You know this whole vaccine thing for COVID? No, yeah. And when I say thing, I don't mean that. Oh, do I get the blue one, the red one, or the green one? Just basically, we need to get the world vaccinated to stop the spread. We could use mosquitoes in a positive way. You know how they spread dengue fever?
Yeah, true. Why? Imagine, can they spread a vaccine?
Imagine them having, there's all these little petri dishes of the vaccine, and the mozzies just drop in, top up, and go, oh no, I've done any before. I don't bite her a second time. She's done. And
that's
pretty
smart.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you've never studied science.
We should
How
get
crazy.
Why
aren't they using mosquitoes?
COVID? I used a Bunsen burner in year 7. Got a detention for burning part of the desk.
It wasn't science class. You took it and you were in PE, just had a Bunsen burner out, destroying stuff.
That weird kid up the back in typing class with
Where
his Bunsen
burner. Where did you get that?
You know what, my friend?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, no, it's home time.
That's it's us home done. Time. Ding, ding, everybody.
That's us done. Make sure you stick around for the Murphys. We'll be back with you tomorrow to launch our radiothon.
Holy moly, it's exciting. We've got some big plans.
First show on the grid live tomorrow kicks off Radiothon 2021. sleep with your wallets and your credit cards out, ready to go, ready
renew
to
renew your membership during our show. Show us that you love us most.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a rumor around here at Joy that, oh, Annie and Ando, nobody listens to them. We want to show them.
Yeah, no, prove us. Prove us wrong.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.